Chapter 56. Does money make you happy? Materialism is the breeding ground for success without joy. As a child, I remember running to the mailbox to check for new sales papers, aka junk mail, the ones that you don't want, hardly read, and wonder why they ever send them in the first place. I would flip to the toy section and daydream about which new remote control car I wanted to add to my Christmas wish list. I even cut out pictures of my favorite toys. At 7 years old, this type of thinking was probably harmless. But for an adult to place this high of a value on material possessions, it's a recipe for unhappiness. Scott Dawson and Marcia Richens are scientists who spent 2 decades studying their relationship between materialism and how it affects a person's happiness. They found that the people who scored high in materialism usually showed a lower score on tests used to measure happiness. And you'll find more information about this and more information about them in your audiobook companion document. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines materialism in 2 ways. A doctrine that the only or the highest value or objectives lie in material progress. And a preoccupation with or stress upon material rather than intellectual or spiritual things. As a child, I got to see a real-life example of materialism. My uncle took me along to his dad's birthday party. While there, his dad hardly talked about anything else except the expensive new camera he had just bought. My uncle looked at me and said, "Doc, you see how he's so caught up in showing everyone his camera? That's not what's important. The things that are important in life are family and friends." What a great lesson to learn as a little boy. That's the exact opposite of what the commercial industry pushes. What do you see when you drive down the road? What about when you turn on the TV or browse through a website? Chances are you'll see some type of advertisement. What's the big deal with advertisements? Isn't that how businesses attract new customers? Companies don't just make products so they can sit there and pat themselves on the back and tell each other how great they are. They're trying to convince you why you can't live without it. When you feel that tug towards materialism, remember this quote by Devin Thorpe. "In the end, it will not matter how much money you had or what you accomplished. What will matter are your family and the legacy you leave behind. The mark you leave on the world."